Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is fixes for SFTP clients in WebSphere Partner Gateway version 6.2, fixed packs 1 and fixed packs 2, and troubleshooting of common SFTP configuration issues. Today's presenters are Mohan Velayapan, Rita Wu, and Srilatha Sankanayan. Mohan is with the quality team for WebSphere Partner Gateway. He has close to 5 years of industry experience. EAI and B2B are his areas of expertise. Rita works as WebSphere Partner Gateway Level 2 technical support personnel. Prior to this, she had worked on several testing projects. Srilatha joined the WebSphere Partner Gateway L3 support team in May 2007. Prior to this, she was part of the WebSphere Data Interchange team. She is a Sun-certified Java programmer and a Sun-certified web component developer. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Rita.
Thank you very much, Joseph. Good day, everyone. My name is Rita. In today's webcast, we plan to walk you through the SFTP related fixes in FixPack 1 and FixPack 2 of the WPG version 6.2. We'll also discuss some of the common SFTP configuration issues and troubleshooting tips. Let's move on to the slide number 2. The agenda for this presentation consists of 3 parts for discussion. Firstly, we'll discuss the important SFTP related papers, 6.1. We'll then talk about the APAR fixes for FixPack 2. Last, we'll look at some troubleshooting tips for using SFTP. Let's move into the slide number 4. WPG version 6.2 provides support for SFTP protocol. By providing SFTP support, WPG enables the sending and receiving of documents to or from a SFTP server. Both client authentication and server authentication are supported with SFTP communication. For more details regarding SFTP support, please visit the IBM Information Center and Education Assistant website through the links provided on this page. Slide number 5. Next, we'll review some general information related to WPG FixPack on slide 6. We have released FixPack 1 and FixPack 2 for WPG version 6.2. The FixPack 2 is cumulative and includes all APARs released for FixPack 1. In this chart, it describes the steps to get any FixPack and their readme from the IBM Fix Central website. Where to download the FixPack? Step 1. From Internet Search Engine, enter IBM Support. Step 2. Choose WebSphere and desire WPG product under the next selection. Step 3. At WPG product support page, choose Download, then FixPack by version. Step 4. From the above screen, choose the FixPack you are interested. Step 5. Click on the link in the download package section to be redirected to ITM Fix Central. Step 6. Choose the desired WPG version and relevant platform to download the Fix Text and README from ITM Fix Central. Let's move on to the slide number 7. The next two sections will go through OSFTP related fixes in FixTech 1 and FixTech 2. First, we'll discuss the SFTP related fixes in FixTech 1. Moving to the slide number 8. This chart shows the list of the SFTP related APARs in FixTech 1. Details about these APARs will follow in the next two charts. Moving to the slide number 9. The JR 31639. This APAR introduces feature requirements for SFTP implemented with the WPG. This APAR is useful for all customers who use SFTP to send or receive files. With this fix, SFTP destination was enhanced to support features like auto queue and server authentication by using host key file. Moving to the slide number 10. With this APAR, WPG provides the auto-queue functionality for SFTP destination. During SFTP destination setting, select Yes if you want a destination to be placed offline automatically. When a delivery failure is about to occur, and if the number of transport retries has been exhausted, keep the default value as no if auto queue is not required on the destination. Let's move on to the slide number 11. The other important enhancement introduced as part of this APAR is server authentication support using host key file. With this fix, WPG provides an option for customers to enable server authentication for SFTP destination. When server authentication is enabled, a host key file can be provided to be used for server authentication. Host key file contains public key of SFTP server. The format and usage information will be shown in the next chart. Moving to the slide number 12. In general, server authentication host key file should be in the format that consists of hostname or IP address, best, algorithm name, and followed by best64 encoded key. The public key in the host key file should be specified in open SSH format. Also, host key file should be accessible from the document manager, so it should be placed in the common file system. For more information about the APAR, please visit the link provided here. For now, I'll hand over the presentation to Srilatha to take us through the other SFTP APARs for FixTech 1 and FixTech 2. Thank you.
Thank you, Rita. We move to slide 13, JR32312. The problem statement for this reply was that the SFTP destination did not transfer files retaining their original file name. The cause for this was that the SFTP receiver did not retain the original file name so that it could be propagated. This fix is useful for all customers who use SFTP to receive or transfer files and who would want to transfer files retaining their original file name. To continue with the details of this APAR, we will move to slide 14. With this fix, the SFTP receiver is fixed to set the BCG out doc file name attribute, which helps in retaining and propagating the original file name of the file received. Also, with this fix, a new console attribute is introduced called use unique file name so that the user has option of transferring files retaining their original file name or by creating unique file names. Selecting use unique file name attribute transfers files with unique names, and leaving it unselected will transfer files with original file names. In addition to this, this APAR also addresses a separate issue on the SFTP receiver or destination configuration screen. Prior to the fix, the console did not display available list of pre-process handlers during receiver or destination creation for SFTP. But now, the list of handlers available out of the box in WPG is listed in the SFTP receiver or destination configuration screen. Moving to slide 15, JR32389. The error reporting when SFTP destination fails was not adequate to inform the user of the cause of failure. When there was a delivery failure due to any reason in SFTP destination, the message shown, for example, was first delivery attempt failed for message ID due to blank on destination, SFTP destination. We can see this kind of event occur when SFTP destination is used to transfer file to an SFTP server that is unavailable. This fix, like the other fixes, is useful for all customers who use SFTP for file transfer. This fix corrects the information displayed in the event that is logged during delivery failure in SFTP destination. With the APAR fix, the failure information is rightly displayed in the delivery failure event instead of the blank displayed prior to the fix. This event information should help in providing more details on the cause of the delivery failure. Moving to slide 16. JR32403. The problem described by this APAR is that SFTP destination or receivers could not be configured to use user exits. The cause for this problem was that in WPG console for the SFTP receiver or destination configuration screen, the pre-populated handler types such as pre-process, sync check, and sync response process were not listed. This prevented the ability to configure user exits for SFTP receivers or destinations. This fix is necessary for customers who would want to customize their SFTP receivers or destinations by means of user exits. With this fix, users should be able to associate pre-process handlers to their SFTP receivers or destinations. However, sync check and sync response process handlers are not applicable for SFTP receivers. Moving to slide 17. JR32944. JR31639, which was discussed earlier, introduced features such as auto queue and server verification using host key file. This was an intermediate mandatory fix that was released on top of the base version of WPG 6.2. However, after applying this intermediate fix, it was noticed that existing or old SFTP destinations could not be updated. This is the problem symptom addressed by JR 32944. This fix is useful for all customers who use SFTP for file transfer. This fix is an install time script that is run to check for pre-existing resource adapter. If found, it adds the resource properties such as enable server verification and host key file to resource properties and saves the configuration. By doing so, after the fix path 1 is installed, any pre-existing SFTP destinations can be edited and updated, and it works in conjunction with the fix JR31639. Moving to slide 18. JR33016. It was observed that during the creation of SFTP receiver, if the MDB installation fails or if there is error or warning sent from WebSphere application server, then WebSphere Partner Gateway fails to propagate the error and show the same to the user. This problem symptom was observed during the creation of SFTP receiver. This fix is required for all customers who use SFTP to receive documents. With this fix, while creating a SFTP receiver, if MDB module installation fails or if a warning message is sent by WebSphere application server, then an exception is thrown internally. The J2C activation specification, which is required by the SFTP receiver, is then deleted, and subsequently the local event and archive directory are deleted, and the exception message is logged and displayed to the user. Moving to slide 19. JR33020. The problem symptom with this APAR is that when an SFTP receiver is deleted from WPG console, the local event and the local archive directories were not getting deleted. This fix is useful for all customers who have SFTP receiver configured in Partner Gateway to receive files. With this APAR fix, deletion of SFTP receiver from the console also removes the local event and the local archive directories for the SFTP receiver that is being deleted. This deletion happens only if these directories are empty. If these directories contain files, then two new events are published which will inform the user about the unprocessed files from the local event and local archive directories. These new events are BCG 112043 with the event text SFTP local event directory could not be deleted as there are some files in the directory which need to be processed manually. The other event is BCG 112044, the event text being SFTP local archive directory could not be deleted as there are some files in the directory which need to be processed manually. Moving to slide 20. This completes our discussion on some of the important SFTP related fixes or features done in WPG 6.2 Fix Pack 1. Before we move to discuss the fixes for SFTP in Fix Pack 2, we would like to reiterate that Fix Pack 2 is cumulative of Fix Pack 1. So all the fixes discussed in Fix Pack 1 is a part of Fix Pack 2. We recommend customers to always move to the latest level of Fix Pack for a given version. Fix Pack 2 is the latest Fix Pack level released for WPG version 6.2. Let us move on to slide 21 to discuss some of the SFTP related fixes in WPG 6.2, Fix Pack 2. We have two APARs related to SFTP that is fixed in Fix Pack 2, JR33957 and JR33985. More details about these APARs will follow. Moving to slide 22. JR33957. The problem symptom for this APAR was noticed when WPG was installed in an instance of WebSphere application server, which also had web servers configured. When a web server definition exists in the application server, the SFTP receiver creation fails with the error VCG112031. SFTP J2C activation specification creation failed. This fix is useful for such customers who in their deployment environment has web servers configured in the application server where Partner Gateway is also deployed. To describe the fix, WebSphere application server admin API is used internally in WPG to retrieve the server name configured at the time of creating the SFTP receiver or destination. This was returning a tokenized string with all the server names, including those of the web server names. The web server name was not expected or handled in WebSphere Partner Gateway. Hence, it resulted in failure during SFTP receiver creation. WPG is corrected with this fix to handle the scenario. Moving to slide 23. JR33985. The problem symptom for this APAR is that SFTP destination did not overwrite the file at target location when a file with a name which is same as the one existing in the SFTP server is sent. This can be seen when SFTP destination is used to send same file retaining the original file name more than once to the SFTP server. This fix is useful for any customer who uses SFTP to transfer files with original file names. With this fix, users will now be able to overwrite files in the SFTP server if the files have same file name. This, however, is restricted by the SFTP server policy on file overwrite. Moving on slide 24. I'll now turn the presentation over to Mohan to walk us through the next section of the presentation agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Srilata. We will in this section discuss some of the common SFTP configuration issues and their troubleshooting tips. Moving to slide 25. We will see how to enable debug trace for SFTP. To enable debug trace for SFTP, go to WebSphere Application Server Admin Console, navigate to Troubleshooting, then to Logs and Traces. Here, choose the specific server name and go to diagnostic trace service, then to change the log details label, and then click on runtime tab. Here choose com.ibm.j2ca and select the trace level as finest. This will enable tracing record to debug problems with SFTP receiver or destination. This needs to be done in addition to the regular debug logging for RESPIR partner gateway. Moving to slide 26. In this slide, we will discuss a prerequisite post-WPG 6.2 installation to ensure that SFTP protocol support can be used. Before creating SFTP receiver or destination, make sure that the SFTP mdb.jar is placed in the common file system / receiver folder. And the CWYFT FTP file .rar file is placed in the was install location / installable apps directory and is installed on both receiver and document manager nodes. Moving to slide 27. We will see how to troubleshoot some of the SFTP receiver and destination creation failures. For each SFTP destination creation in WPG, there should be corresponding connection factory that getting created in the Sphere application server. To confirm, if this has happened fine, go to WAS admin, resource adapters, J2C connection factory, and confirm if the connection factory is created. And similarly, for every SFTP receiver creation in WPG, there should be corresponding activation specification getting created in the Sphere application server. To confirm if this has happened fine, go to WAS admin, resource adapters, J2C activation specification, and confirm if the corresponding activation specification is created. Also, for every SFTP destination create and update, corresponding cluster or document manager needs to be restarted. Moving to slide 28. We will now analyze some of the errors as seen in the logs and possible causes or troubleshooting for these. If you see the error shown here, which is resource allocation exception with the error details as an error occurred while validating the host key file. The specified host key file does not exist. The adapter could not perform server authentication. Then make sure that the host key file is specified correctly and that is available. The next error is from the system error file. If you see invalid property exception with the error details as error while validating activation spec properties, username, private key file path, passphrase, even directory, not able to connect, login, and initialize FTP server connection. Rectify the error properties. Check EAS encoding also for validity. This error could mean that the SFTP username and password credentials are not provided correctly. The username and password needs to be rechecked and corrected to get away with this error. Moving to slide 29. When the SFTP server is not running or the required SFTP directory is not in place, you will get the following errors in your logs, which is CWYFT0030E. An error occurred while downloading the event file to local event directory and archiving it on the SFTP server. To correct this, user should ensure that the SFTP server is running properly and that the SFTP directories are in place and accessible. Moving to slide 30. If you see an error such as CWYFT0204F, an error occurred while establishing a connection with FTP server, host name, port number, FTP replay code, and error message, none. Then this could indicate a possible mismatch between the SFTP server authentication mechanism with that configured in WPG. For example, if the authentication mechanism on the SFTP server is password authentication, and in WPG configuration, the user configured for private key authentication, then you will see such an error. To troubleshoot this error, user needs to verify the authentication mechanism defined in WPG matches that defined on SFTP server. In addition, he can perform checks on the configured host name and port number information. Moving to slide 31. Here are some tips on configuring SFTP the right way. When you create SFTP receiver or destination on the configuration screen, use relative path while specifying output directory or remote event directory path. Also, after creating SFTP receiver, make sure the corresponding SFTP MDB beam is created in the WPG installed location. In the path, //etcnd/profile/profile-name/installed-ask/cell-name/bcgreceiver.ear with the following naming format: sftp-mdb-sftp-receiver-name-timestamp. Moving to slide 32. With WPG62FP1, SFTP destination can be set to auto queue mode to queue the files for delivery if there is temporary unavailability of SFTP server or loss in connectivity. Please visit the link provided here to get good understanding and more information on setting up SFTP receiver or destination. Moving to slide 33. If you find the following error trace in your log file, CWYFT0028E, an error occurred while connecting to the SFTP server, make sure the username password configured in SFTP destination is matching with the username and password created in SSH server. More about this error is described in the link provided here. Moving to slide 34. If the SFTP receiver fails to pick up the documents from the SSH server with the following error, CWYFT0233E, an error occurred while performing authentication of the SFTP server. It could mean that either host key of the server is not present in the host key file, or the host key of the server has changed, or the server is not a trusted server. To resolve this error, user should verify that the key in the host key file and the private key on the SSH server is matching key pair set. More information on this is provided in the link here. Moving to slide 35. To specify multiple SSH server host keys when using SSTP in WebSphere Partner Gateway, use the following format: hostname, space, server key. Each SSH server key must be added to the host key file using the specified format. This host key file is then referenced from the SFTP receiver or destination configuration when the server verification option is enabled. Moving to slide 36. This completes our discussion on some of the common errors seen and their troubleshooting tips. I will now hand over the presentation to Srilatha to summarize this session. Thank you.
Thank you, Mohan. Moving to slide 37. In summary, through this session, we have attempted to explain some of the important SFTP-related fixes that was included in WebSphere Partner Gateway version 6.2, 6 packs 1 and 2. We also discussed some of the common issues seen with the use of SFTP receivers or destinations and their troubleshooting tips. Our intent through this session was to make customers using SFTP aware of the features and fixes they can avail by moving to newer 6 pack levels of WebSphere Partner Gateway 6.2. Moving on to slide 38. This chart includes links to a number of sites that can provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. DeveloperWorks offers in-depth technical information. The events link on support pages points you to webcasts and conference information. Visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The SR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. And the My Notifications link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. This concludes our session, and at this point in time, I would like to pass the presentation to Joseph. Thank you.
Thank you, Mohan, Rita, and Srilatha for a great presentation. At this point in time, Shannon, we would like to open the lines for questions.
At this time, there are no questions.
Thank you, Shannon. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.